Thank you, Mr. President. Georgia, thanks the Deputy High Commissioner for the update and reaffirms the importance of the office's work in documenting violations and ensuring accountability. Recent report yet again illustrates systematic and flagrant violations of the international human rights and humanitarian law committed by Russia and Ukraine and identifies some of them as war crimes. Russia's war of aggression against Ukraine have already taken lives of over 12,000 civilians, injured close to 28,000 civilians, and forcefully displaced at least 10 million people. We especially condemn these indiscriminate strikes against civilians and civilian infrastructure, as well as targeted attacks on Ukraine's energy facilities. We reiterate our call on Russia to comply with the provisional measures of the ICJ of 16 March 2022, which binds Russia to immediately suspend the military operations and withdraw all its forces from the whole territory of Ukraine. Georgia actively supports Ukraine's peace formula initiative, as well as a joint communique on a peace framework of the Summit on Peace in Ukraine held in Switzerland in June last year. We continue to be committed to upholding coordinated cooperation in this direction. We reaffirm unwavering support to Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity within its internationally recognized borders extending to its territorial waters. I thank you.